今天我们要来看一个很重要的题目。
Today, another very important topic.
从罗马书第二章来看审判。
Romans chapter 2, judgment.
这是每一个神的儿女都要明白的事。
One thing that we should all be aware.
我们来读圣经。
Let us read the Bible.
罗马书第一章第二章。
Romans 2,
一到二节。
1 to 2.
我们放在了一起读
together. Therefore, you have no excuse. Every one of you who passes judgment, or in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same thing. And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things.
神必照真理审判他。
A God will judge him with truth.
应该翻作神要照着真实来审判他。
Meaning that the God will judge us in his truth.
五节到第六节。
Verse 5 to 6. But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant hearts, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelations of the righteous judgment of God.Who will render to each person according to his deeds.
好，这里说神要照着公义来审判。
Here he says that God will judge righteously.
十五节到十六节。
15 and 16. In that way they show the work of law written in their hearts. Their conscience bearing witness and their thoughts fortunately accusing or else defending them.On the day then, according to my gospel, God will judge the secret of man through Jesus Christ. Here, the difference of hearts is could be converted as in the conscience. The usefulness of our conscience, the function of our conscience.Or, in this world, the protection of our consciousness.
或者在事后控告。
Or, afterward, how it lets you feel guilt.
这是原文的意思。
That's the meaning.
照着耶稣基督审判人的隐秘事。
He says, God will judge the secrets of men through Jesus Christ.
我们再读28到29节。
28 and 29.For he is not the Jew who is one outwardly, nor in circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is by the heart, by the spirit, not by the letter, and his praise is not from man, but from God.
圣经里面好多地方讲到审判。
In the Bible, many places that talk about judgment.
罗马第二章是很重要的地方。
And Romans chapter 2 is one of those important places.
在圣经说到审判。
In the Bible, when it talks about judgment.
分两种的审判。
There are two types.
一种是人的审判。
One is judgment of man, by man.
一种是神的审判。
One is judgment by God.
人的审判。重在律法。
The judgment of man focuses on the law.
神赐下律法。
When God gave us His commandments,
犹太人有律法,
the Jews lived by this law.
他们要按照律法来灭亡,
so they will be destructed by this law.
我们外邦人没有律法,
and as Gentiles, we did not have this law.
神就赐给我们良心,
so then God has now given us conscience.
神把律法刻在良心的里面,
so that the law is now engraved in your heart through your conscience.
所以外邦人按照良心来灭亡。
So that the Gentiles will be destructed by our conscience.
神赐下律法,
God gave us the law.
这是人的审判,
so that man can be judged.
其实也是神的审判,
but in fact, that's also part of the judgment of God as well.
主耶稣在地上的时候,
when Jesus was in this world,
曾经说过一句话,
he once said,
律法一点一话也不能废掉。
He said the law, not even one little bit of it will be given away. So one time when I was in Taiwan, and a sister came to me and asked, and she said, Jesus said that the law will be by itself, will not change even one bit. But in the book of Colossians, Paul says that the law is now crucified on the cross. Paul said that the law is gone.
到底谁对呢,
so is there a controversy between Paul and Christ?
我对姊妹说,
and I said to the sister, what God said is never wrong. But what Paul said is not wrong either. These two places are not in in contracts for men. Law is always there. The commandment through Moses. Later on, it became the laws of Rome. And today, all the laws in this world basically came from the same place. Or the law that we have of today basically origin from Rome. But in fact came from the Ten Commandments. So that's why the Lord said the law will never change. Today everyone in this world are still being judged by the law. When Paul said that the law is now crucified on the cross, he's speaking to the children of God. As children of God, the law is now in our lives. It became the law of life, which is way higher than the regular law we have to follow. So what the children of God should manifest is way higher than what the law requests. But the Lord is never wrong. And Paul is not wrong, just looking at it from a different perspective. To the worldly people, the law is always there. And we will always be judged by the law. But even if everyone is obeying the same law, there is still unfairness in it. I tell you that all the judges in this world, they're not all fair.
But
God's judgment will be fair. All mankind will face God's judgment one day. All of us will have this judgment. All mankind. All churches. Especially the children of God. Paul says that judgment. Judgment starts from the house of God. So in many houses, there are a lot of wicked things. Judgment will come to the house of God. If the judgment never came to the house of God, then how would the world be all the way? The judgment starts from the house of God. So that's why as children of God, know this judgment. Romans chapter 2 talks about this judgment. Paul says that God will judge with truth.
然后说,
and then she says that God has a righteous judgment.
然后说,
and then he says that we'll be judged through Jesus Christ. This is the best part in the Bible that talks about judgment. What is being judged by truth? When Brother Sparks came to Taiwan a long time ago, and he said this one thing. He said that God does not pay attention to what you say. God doesn't even pay attention to what you do. But God cares who you are.
What do you say, what do you do, so what do you are?
It's not what you say or what you do, but who you are. What you are. That's the judgment of truth. Beforehand, when China and Japan were at war, The Japanese
surrounded
fight 4 years with China.
我在上海住在租界里面。
And then when I was in Shanghai, it's part of the Japanese territory. The Japanese army was not supposed to come into that territory. But then the rice that comes into Shanghai comes from everywhere. And that's an issue. So the businessmen, they first took the rice to Taiwan. The illegal businessmen. So when they're being checked at the checkpoint, is rice. But inside of the rice bag, inside of it are rocks. Then later on, the police caught wind of it. Then now, when they inspect the rice, they won't just look at the outside if it's rice. They will use a long rod. A long rod with a spoon. It will poke right into the deepest of the bag. Take out a little bit from the middle of the bag. If it's not rice, if it's sand, then they know that this businessman is wicked. Just like God judges us by our truth. Not what you say. Not even what you do. But who you are inside of you. That's the judgment of truth. So as children of God, look at what's inward. What you say, what you do is not what God's going to judge you on. When God's judgment comes, all of a sudden, your inside reveals. What? Who are you at the deepest of the heart? What is your true life? That's the judgment of truth. Just like a big fishing boat. It goes into the deepest ocean to catch fish. It takes a boatload of fish. And then we have to separate the fish. Separate the fish by the different categories. The same fish put in the same bucket. And different fishes, their value is different. And people eat different type of fish. Once they're separated, the judgment, the original language is to set apart. Because each type of fish are valued differently. Each type of fish has a different destiny. God's judgment. God's not meant to just punish the world. But God wants to categorize us. Which group are you in? Then you go into that
path.
If you're dead out of the group, then you will face the future. In fact, you get to choose your way. God just is going to categorize us. To judge us in truth. Brothers and sisters, be careful of your truth. God does not care what you say. He doesn't even care what you do. But he cares who you are. That's the first aspect of judgment. Paul says that God will judge you by your truth. I hope you understand. And secondly, he will judge us in righteousness. Righteousness is from God. And God will judge us according to his righteous judgment. And now that's what we do. If what you do transgress God's righteousness. I tell you that all mankind have transgressed. So the righteous judgment of God will render to us the date of the wrath. The date of the judgment is going to be the date of his wrath. Very, very scary day. All nations will cry. And all men will say, mountains now fall on me. And little hills cover me up. The wrath of the Lamb. And now they have to run away from the face of the Lamb. Because one day God is in wrath. Our Lord is in wrath. When judgment comes to man, a scary day. Will be rendered to each person according to his deeds. All sinners must face the righteous judgment. According to our
deeds.
And then Paul says that all men will now render according to our
deeds.
Today, when we are being judged by men, we say many words. A lot of people that are being judged, they have words to say back. Because you always think that you are right. Your judgment on me is too harsh. I don't deserve this punishment. But when God judges you, there is nothing you can say. We all render before him speechless. Because God reveals himself and he judges righteously. And that's the day of wrath. And all men are being judged according to our deeds. That day of judgment. I don't know, brothers and sisters, are you afraid of that day? That no one is scared, I ponder. I am very scared. I hope you are too. Today, if you meet God, can you stand up? Not saying that God will just judge you. I will judge myself. Before God, do you dare stand up? I don't think so. God will judge us in his righteousness. The third judgment. God will judge us according to Jesus Christ. This is the most holy part of the judgment. We'll judge men through Jesus Christ. When Jesus was on earth, whenever he revealed himself, he's not asking for judgment, but he is judgment himself. Whenever the Lord manifests himself, then men are enlightened. Because the Lord is the light. When he manifests, then the light shines. And then man now see who we are. That is so scary. But whenever someone is saved, that person saw the light. But even though 90-some% of you guys don't even know that God manifested himself, in fact, that is when God manifests. Whenever the Lord manifests himself, then that's the judgment is
completed.
Paul is the greatest example. Paul was a scary man. Persecute Christians. Doesn't matter if you're man, women, children, all captured. And then punish them. Persecute them, torture them so that they will refuse Christ. Paul was a bad man. But then he was a zealous bad man. Just Christians in Jerusalem. But when Paul wanted to persecute Christians, he would go to Damascus because he heard there are Christians there. Then he would get a letter from the elders, took a group with him to go to Damascus to persecute Christians. How wicked was Paul? Today, Paul is a great name. But when they first started, his name was so scary that children did not even dare to cry. A really wicked man. On his way to Damascus, the Lord revealed himself. And when the Lord revealed himself, judgment came. All of a sudden, Paul fell face down. And Paul didn't even see God yet. He just heard God's voice.
Saul,
and he heard the voice that Saul, why are you persecuting me? And then now Paul saw these men who is bigger than the universe. That time was noon. When the sun was the brightest. But when Christ, or when the Lord revealed, even though the noontide sun disappeared, all of a sudden it starts, the world starts shaking. Because the whole universe cannot contain God. Now Paul has his face down on the ground. And the Lord spoke to Paul. And the Lord sent Ananias to say,
and
he said, brother Saul, on your way to Damascus, the Lord who revealed himself to you is Christ. And he also sent me so that you may now see. And then, because Paul was blinded, and now he's filled with the Holy Spirit. So when Ananias hears his word, Paul now could see. All of a sudden, he is filled by the Holy Spirit, and Paul is saved. So when God revealed himself, Paul cannot resist the light. Fell on the ground. His eyes were blinded. And he needed to be led by his friends to the hotel. Then God sent Ananias to Paul. On your way. Paul was walking on one way. A way of his life. A way of Paul. Before Paul met Christ, he was walking a prosperous way. He was very knowledgeable. Very, very smart man. And his father was famous. So he was born a Roman citizen. He was born from a noble family. But the Lord wanted Paul. So on his way to Damascus, he revealed himself. And when God revealed himself, the judgment is
past.
So I always say, God arrested Paul. And God has also turned Paul into his greatest apostle. When the Lord revealed himself, that's the judgment comes. And we have all met the Lord. When his light enlightens
us.
So that's why only Christians would dare call ourselves sinners. Only Christians admit that we are sinners. One day I was preaching the gospel on the road. And I was having a gospel fest. In the front it says sin. In the back it says death. So a non-believer came to me and said, and she looked at me, it's on the front. Said, if you sin and broke the law, go to prison. And he looked at me from the back. He said, if you're dead, go back to your coven. And I ignore him.
我往前要去传福音了,
and then I walk forward to preach the gospel.
叫人脱离永死进永生的福音了,
to preach the gospel that will save people from eternal death.
弟兄姊妹们,
brother and sister,
福音一临到人,
when gospel comes, the first thing that is that it will make you realize that you're a sinner. That's the great transformation. A marvelous transformation. Only Christians admit that we are sinners because we are enlightened. So now we become the sons of light. The sons of light. The one that live in the light. Not just that we know we're sinners, but we are now the blessed sinners.
The
sinners now being blessed.
So
we often sing the song, we are only a sinner saved by grace. This is my story. May glory to God. And I'm only a sinner saved by grace. God will judge men through Christ Jesus. When Christ revealed himself, judgment has passed. That's the most holy form of judgment. Jesus himself is the judgment. Well, when the Lord judges, he also saves. And then so only we have been judged by Christ. Only we are being saved. Blessed sinner. God will judge man through Christ Jesus. Just like the gospel he preaches. And then Paul talks about the conscience. Here is that the heart to tell right and wrong. But the original language is basically conscience.
第二章叫审判,
Chapter 2 talks about judgment. And then now Paul explains to us the function of our conscience. When God created conscience in man, too marvelous.
在我们里面的,
that in us,
所有的都是被我们自己支配的,
everything can be controlled by our mind.
管我里面所有的,
anything inside of me, I call the shot.
我可以爱,
I can choose to love.
我可以不爱,
I can choose not to love.
我可以要,
I can choose to take.
我可以不要,
I can choose not to
take.
Or everything in me, I can control. Only your conscience. When the spirit is in you, you can control. When conscience is put in a sinner, this is the last proof of God. Because the conscience is always on God's side. When God engraved the law in your heart, I tell you, everyone has the same conscience. The great function of our conscience is to protect and defend the fallen race. He says the function of the conscience is this. To defend. Or to bear witness at the end. The two functions of our conscience. Beforehand, before you make a choice, before you say something, the conscience will warn you. In you now, you don't feel peace. Your conscience is now not peaceful. Beforehand, it defends. Or afterward, it makes you feel guilty. It accuses you. After the fact, it will now accuse you. The accusation of the conscience is one of the worst things. Because the conscience will not argue with you. It's inside of you. You can't even argue with your conscience sometimes. If you keep disobeying your conscience,
then
you will stop hearing your
conscience.
And for the worst man,
that's
now this conscience is now being deaf. You no longer hear your conscience. It's lost its function. I'm telling you, it did not lose its function. But if you keep disobeying it, just like if you have a skin disease, if you keep ignoring it, your skin will die. Once your skin lost its nerve, then you won't feel pain. Conscience is a representative of God. It has not lost its function. Even the worst man, when they're by themselves alone at night, the conscience will accuse them. The worst thing is just before your death, your conscience now accuses you. And now you don't have time to repent. And you bring with you your guilt. That's the function of a conscience. He says that the Jews have the laws. And they will be destructed by the law. And the Gentiles are without the law. But they have conscience. So it is through their conscience comes destruction. The function of our conscience. As children of God, our conscience. Conscience that is sanctified by His blood should be very sensitive. Even people that don't feel the thing, we should sense it. Things that other people do, we don't feel like we should do it. But if you do it, then you'll be accused by
it.
A conscience that is cleansed by the blood should be very sensitive. Paul tells us the work of the conscience. The Gentiles will be destructed according to their conscience. Today, before God, he says that all the things you do outwardly is not. What's inside is what counts. For Jews, outwardly, it's not really a Jew. Children of God, we are the real Jews. A circumcision that is only outwardly means nothing. The real circumcision is inward. As children of God, what's inside of you is what counts. What you do outwardly is not
that.
So this is now by the Spirit, not by the letter. This is the conclusion of Paul's talking about judgment. We are being judged by our spirits, not by the letter. The Spirit is the pneuma. What is in the deepest of you? Letter is grammar. Just like our grammar of the English language. Because the Chinese culture, we don't have grammar. But yet, how we use description and meaning is different. One man, one chair, one lamp. In Chinese, you have a different unit for each physical thing. One of the hardest things for anyone to learn Chinese. It would take them ages to learn Chinese. It would take them hundreds of years to really learn Chinese. But then in Chinese, we don't have grammar. So when we speak Chinese, it's not hard for us. But for a foreigner to learn Chinese, not so much. So Paul says that what you do outwardly is nothing. But what's inward is what counts. That we are by the Spirit, not by the letter. Not by the letter, not by the grammar, not by right or wrong. We are not judged by the letter. but by the Spirit.
灵在我们最深的地方,
because the Spirit is in the deepest of you.
主的生命就在我们的灵里,
God's life is in our spirit.
神儿女的道路不是按照外面的,
and as children of God, we don't care what's outward, not what you do.
也不是外面的标准,
or it's not according to the standard of the world. But He's like in you. As children of God, we do things by our Spirit. Today I can't go too deep into
this.
And then maybe later. You have just finished the book of Romans. It's great if I talk to you about the book of Romans. By the Spirit, not by the letter. As children of God, we do things according to you inside. Fry the conscience in you. God's life is in your spirit. So we now do things by His life. Not by the worldly standard. The greatest things we could do is to manifest Christ in us. Let Christ manifest in your life. That's Paul's new way.
在乎灵, 不在意文,
by the Spirit, not by the letter. Is in your pneuma, not in your grammar. Then His praise is not from man, but from God. In front of God, nothing of our worldly
deeds,
nothing you can do can stand God's judgment. Except manifest what
He
is. And let Christ manifest through your daily little
things.
Nothing you can do outwardly, but what from your inside. Inside by the Spirit, not by the letter. As we live our life, we don't care about the worldly standard, but manifest what's in you. Let Christ manifest in your life. Let the Lord manifest in all your situations. So then your praise will be from God. And that's what will last the judgment. Let us sing the song again.
This is a
great song.